Okay, good week of practice this week. This will be a good test for us. Go on the road, play a good football team. They're very explosive offensively. They got some big offensive linemen that kind of try to maul you. Heck of a runner. Quarterback's excellent. Defensively, they're active. They do a good job in rushing a quarterback. 7 sacks last week, and so it'll be a good test. So, questions?
Mike, ESPN reported that Sam Bradford had an MRI on his left knee. It was negative, but that there's some concern from the Vikings. Is there any concern from the Vikings?
Well, I'm concerned about all of our players.
Do you anticipate Bradford will start on Sunday?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I anticipate that he will, yes. Excuse me?
Would you be able to say if he had the MRI this week?
No, I'm not going to talk about who's had MRIs or who hasn't had MRIs. I mean, lots of guys have MRIs. I had one. Two, maybe. On my knee, yeah.
With Anthony Barr getting a chance to get some work today, how does that affect his possibility to play in Sunday?
I don't think it affects it at all. I mean, we anticipate that he's going to play. We done?
Mike,
can I get a press secretary like the president and do this? So I don't have to do it? You want to do it?
If a quarterback's going through any sort of knee soreness, injury, how do protection packages change going into a game?
I'm not going to get too specific, but, you know, we're always going to make sure that anybody that has anything that we're trying to protect them. So.
He's going up against a running back like Le'Veon Bell, who maybe didn't have the best opener. Are you showing guys stuff he's done last year?
Yeah, they've seen a lot of what he's done, yeah. Last year and year before and year before that. Yeah, they know this guy.
With that offensive line having as many big guys as they do, what kind of a challenge does that present trying to stop Bell and stop the run?
Well, part of it is they try, you know, they get their arms around you. They try to keep you from getting off blocks by the way they do it. And then, so part of it is that we're going to have to, you know, a lot of times the defensive line start peeking or linebackers start peeking, and then that's why he's patient and looks for the hole. So we're going to have to make sure that we don't allow them to hold us.
What did you see from James Harrison in 2013 that shows why he's able to play so well at this advanced age?
Well, James is a, number one, he's a very physical, tough, aggressive guy. He's always been a good athlete. He's an excellent pass rusher. He's very smart. You know, and he stays in shape and works hard.
That it?
Yay!